Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So let me get this straight. Evidently, New York City has some new green regulations that will affect pizzerias. They've got to cut out their smoky pollutions by 75%. I don't know about you folks, but I think we got to draw the line at pizza. I think, you know, pizza makes the world go round, and honestly, they might have gone a bridge too far on this one. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are. It's the Tuesday edition. It is here. This is upon us. Hour number one now officially launching, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. And we have so much to tell you about on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. All right. Well, we begin this morning, article out of the New York Post. FBI director is very concerned about ISIS ties to human smuggling networks that uses the southern border. So now, wait a minute. Now, we're going to tell you about this, but let me just preface it with this. Joe Biden now says he's not really going to do anything about the border. He wants the bill signed. Meanwhile, his very own FBI director, Christopher Wray, again from the New York Post, warned Monday the Bureau is very concerned about human smuggling network with ties to ISIS terrorists that utilizes the southern border. Wray confirmed the potential threat during a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, and said the FBI, along with other federal authorities, have been actively investigating the human trafficking cell. So I want to be a little careful about how far I go in open session, he says. But there is a particular network that where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about, and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating, the FBI director said in response to a question from Senator Marco Rubio, of course, Republican from Florida. Exactly what that network is up to is something that's, again, the subject of our current investigation, he added. Last August, CNN reported that the Bureau was investigating whether dozens of asylum seekers from Uzbekistan were aided in traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border by a Turkish smuggler with ties to, get this, folks, ISIS. We're actively investigating, working with DHS on both people whose travel was facilitated, but also members of the facilitation network in some other way overseas, he added. There's probably more I could share on that, get this, in closed session if you would like. Wray also told the lawmakers there's a threat stream that we're very concerned about, again, in general here. When asked by Senator Cornyn if terrorists could be among the 1.8 million, quote, gotaways, or people who illegally made their way into the U.S. without being apprehended by border agents under the Biden administration, Wray suggested that it was a distinct possibility. A distinct possibility. Well, absolutely. It's more than a distinct possibility, I'm sure. Most unfortunately, my friends, I think it is an absolute certainty that you have several, if not many, many bad actors. Again, we don't know all the numbers. We're just only speculating. But between the 1.8 million gotaways, and they've been investigating these other avenues by which human traffickers operate, drug traffickers operate, and, of course, now these ties to ISIS. Well, you know, it just seems, unfortunately, that it would follow. And it follows because you have this open border, you have this not just, and it's not a reluctance. I wouldn't call it a reluctance on the part of the Biden administration, Democrat Party elite, to simply do nothing. Reluctance to do something, I should say. But they do nothing on purpose. And we've discussed this so much. And it's so obvious. And the American people ought to be absolutely outraged. Now, of course, when we think about Laken Riley and her murder, that could have been absolutely prevented. She would absolutely be alive today, in my opinion. There's nothing, that would seem to indicate that she wouldn't. If not for this particular illegal immigrant who came into this country illegally, right? And again, we are just scratching the surface, my friends. This is an incredibly important problem that is being deflected, that is being pawned off as, well, you're some kind of racist, or they're pawning it off as, you don't understand how the border works, or you are causing this because, you know, Trump did not want this border bill passed, and that's the reason why all this is happening. No, it is not. I submit to you that this obviously has been going on for a very, very long time, and it is only now, because it is an election year, that the president and his spokespeople at the White House press briefing room will say things like, well, the president put together a task force, or he put together a group of people to look at this and study this, and they came up with this, and they've been trying to get Republicans on board. And if it wasn't for these Republicans, we probably wouldn't be having this problem right now. Well, of course, now Biden says he's not going to take executive action, and he wants Congress to fix this problem. Now, this is quite a turnaround from just the other day when we had heard that the president or that the administration was seriously contemplating doing something in terms of executive actions. But, of course, if they start doing that, it will also show that taking executive actions, at least at this point, to the extent to which they can be taken, would actually begin making a difference. Would that just shore up the fact that when President Trump was in office and taking similar actions, that it works? Well, guess what? The American people actually want something to be done at the border. And all of this, well, I'm going to use a Joe Biden term, malarkey about this bipartisan bill, it's just a stalling tactic on their part, folks. All right. Tuesday edition off to a great start. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, you know, we're supposed to get some more economic data even here on Tuesday morning, later on Tuesday morning. And one of those things, of course, is we'll be looking for core inflation. So don't be surprised, folks, if inflation continues to be very, well, as they call it, sticky. They call it sticky, then there's likely going to be no rate cut anytime soon. I think a lot of people are waiting for that rate cut. You know, I don't know if it's a green flag to really start moving and grooving in the economy, but certainly I think you've got a lot of homeowners. I think you've got a lot of property owners. I think you've got a lot of people looking to refinance, do all kinds of stuff, and they're not going to do that while the rates are so high. Now, you can also say, well, the rates are high now, or they seem high, but they're actually, quote, more normal. They're more where they really, quote, kind of should be. But I don't see how this is going to really percolate through. I think people really want to see those lower interest rates. They're having all kinds of problems. In fact, one of the stories we'll look at later on this morning is the fact that, again, people keep seeming to go into their 401k accounts. I don't know. I'm hoping that we don't get consumers going into the very last gasps of trying to maintain spending, although they have pulled back, and I think it's significant. But where are you going to get more money? Where are you going to be able to get more resources? Unlike the government, you can't simply just up the debt limit, and pass a continuing resolution and keep on going. You know, it's very difficult for people. And even if they have credit, maybe they've already maxed it out. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. Of course, Tuesday edition, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program, or head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, just got a message here from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Still raining. Uh-oh. Hopefully it will not rain tomorrow morning. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. Appreciate it so very much. And, it's still raining. And we're looking at, as I was saying on the program yesterday, I hate to say we had, actually partly cloudy skies today, but no rain in the forecast. But I can feel the breeze kicking up. We might get some windy weather. And keep battening down the hatches up there, from your vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And thanks again to Richard Semper Fi. And also, again, as we were just saying, folks, yes, it looks like, depending on what we see in these numbers later on this morning on Tuesday, because here we are very, very early on Tuesday morning, but we shall see. It's definitely going to affect, I'm sure, the schedule to cut interest rates. Well, looking international right now, this from Reuters, the U.S. and the U.K. and the French military shoot down Houthi drones after attack on a bulk carrier and destroyers. Dateline Cairo, U.S., French, and British forces downed dozens in the Red Sea, dozens of drones, rather, in the Red Sea area overnight and on Saturday after Yemen's aligned, Iranian-aligned Houthis targeted bulk carrier Propel Fortune and U.S. destroyers in the region, the U.S. military said in a statement. So this is some of the latest information we have from over the weekend, by the way, of what's been happening. The Houthis have been attacking ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden since November, as we know, in what they say is a campaign of solidarity with the Palestinians during Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. The group's military spokesman said in a televised speech on Saturday they had targeted the cargo vessel and a number of U.S. war destroyers at the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden with 37 drones. U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, said the U.S. military and coalition forces have downed at least 28 uncrewed aerial vehicles, or UAVs, over the Red Sea by the early hours of Saturday. That's just back then. Imagine what it might have been up till today. No U.S. or coalition Navy vessels were damaged in the attack, and there were also no reports by commercial ships of damage, except for that one ship the other day. And I'm not laughing because everybody got off the ship, but that was the ship with over 20,000 tons or something of fertilizer, and it went right down to Davy Jones, right, as a result of a Houthi attack. So, again, it just begs the question, my friends. You know, how do you stop the Houthis? You've got a terrible case of the Houthis. How do you get rid of it? This is absolutely unacceptable. And, of course, they're getting their supplies from Iran. How do you interdict that? And at the same time, and nobody wants to have a larger war, obviously. But at some point, all these different strikes, you know, what is it going to take to get the Houthis to be ineffective at this point? I really think that's a great question. Well, speaking of questions, everybody, this from the New York Post, President Biden asked permission from his staff if he could answer questions from the press on Monday, fueling further speculation that the 81-year-old incumbent has instructions about what he can say. I think we have the audio for this. Let's listen in.
Am I allowed to take any questions? anybody here is that?
Thank you, press. That's you hear a Biden staffer saying, thank you, press. And then they cut off the camera feed. So, I don't know. He wasn't hopped up the way he was the other night, at least at that moment in time. But, you know, part of me, you know, I'll say this. I know it sounds a little facetious. I know it sounds just a little over the top. But I'll say it anyway. And that is, maybe they should just keep him hopped up on whatever it is that they had him hopped up on the other night. Let him go, because this is a smaller, much smaller setting. It's a smaller room. And so forth. But wouldn't it be something if he was just yelling at everybody the same way he was yelling at the State of the Union address? I don't know, that might, well, it might creep some people out. It might really terrify them at that point. But here we go. It's sort of back to the same, you know, very slow Joe, very, you know, sort of plotting and so forth. And it's, you know, terrible. I hate, there's no joy in talking about this like this. But it really is illustrative of exactly what we're dealing with. But he said, am I allowed to take any questions? And, you know, he frequently, this is from the article, he frequently says he will get, quote, in trouble for answering unauthorized questions and uses note cards with prepared statements from hand-picked reporters. And you might recall, if you weren't with us late last week, we had a great audio quote from Karine Jean-Pierre, where she was asked by a reporter in the press briefing room, you know, why does the president rely so heavily on note cards? And she just sort of went off like a bomb. She was like, what are you talking about? Note cards? What are you even asking me? What are you talking about? He is the most successful president of the first 3 years. He's had the most successful first 3 years of any president in the history of the universe. And you're talking to me about note cards? Oh, wow. You know, I just thought, well, that's quite the reaction. And the reporter came back and said, no, I'm asking, why does he so heavily rely on these? Now, of course, the simple answer is he relies on those note cards because he has to have them. There isn't a scenario in which he can't have them. And they have to, again, highly control what is asked, what is said, and what transpires. So all that is just obvious. But Joe Biden, of course, you know, Joe Biden, you know, you don't want to let him off the leash too much, you know. In fact, we've got another quick audio. Well, do we have time for this? We're going to have to wait until the other side of the break. So I hope that you can stay with us because we have an audio clip of Joe Biden getting ready to get on Air Force One where he's actually asked about debating Trump, whether he regrets using the term illegal, which obviously he does. The White House, I think, also came out and said something. He wasn't apologizing, you know, because that created a firestorm in and of itself, as it should. Oh, he wasn't apologizing. He was just now using a different word. He's replacing the word. You know, this is what we got, folks. This is what we got to work with. You know, it's a little harder than maybe it has to be. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. As we head to the bottom of the hour break, we will be right back. Of that, I do promise you. 949-822-7959.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security and foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. side. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed a recent interview in which Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would constitute crossing a red line. Americans believe high prices will continue for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey by the New York Federal Reserve, consumers believe that the inflation rate will increase to 3% within the next year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Outlook this morning. You know, folks, when all is said and done, the future is going to be bright. You know why? Because we're going to make it that way. That's exactly what has to be done. And, you know, as especially, you know, right now the issues are very serious, and they always are to one degree or another, but they are very serious right now. And I do think that the American people are taking a lot of this so very seriously. I think they're going to have had enough of the world catching on fire. You know, this is one of the reasons why, you know, part of the narrative is going to be, well, Donald Trump is just going to be chaos. If you vote for Trump or vote for the Republicans, it's just going to be chaos. Well, what do we got right now? I mean, I would submit that, you know, the chaos factor is pretty far off the charts at this point. You know, we have our warships literally under attack in the Red Sea. You know, that's not just, you know, swerving by everybody here. I think people really do begin to understand that, you know, that's, you know, an act of war. Maybe the Biden administration doesn't get it or something. I just don't know. But the world is catching on fire. China's having problems. Yesterday we mentioned about the Pope Francis chimed in and said, you know, Ukraine should wave the white flag of surrender and get negotiations going. You know, it just seems like everything is topsy-turvy. A lot of things are just kind of backwards. So, but we're going to make sense of it. That's what we do. That's what we've always done in this country. And, we've always found a way to navigate through it. So I'm going to adopt a positive attitude about these kinds of things today. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And even inflation. Even inflation. You know, it can be tackled. It can be. But here's the thing we got to remember. It's going to take time. It's not flipping a switch. It's, to some degree, it's flipping a switch to really make it go up, right? To some degree, it's flipping a switch to really start causing problems in the fuel availability, pricing, so forth. You know, you can do things that are destructive, and it takes a very short comparative amount of time. But to do things that build it back, and literally, here we go, and build it back better in an actual real sense, not the fantasy sense of the Biden campaign slogan earring, that kind of stuff, it takes time. But that's, again, we've got to start now. That's the reason. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. A rather lengthy rejoin here, but welcome back to the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to leave us a direct message this morning. We love to get those. We absolutely do. Okay, so that audio clip I was mentioning right before we went to the break, let's listen in. It's you've got some of the jet noise out there on the tarmac and everything, but I think you can hear most of what's happening there. So this is Joe Biden coming up to some of the reporters. This was a couple of days ago as he was getting ready to go out to Pennsylvania, where he then said he wanted to make sure that you sent him to Congress. Send me to Congress. Okay. We'll do that. You know, the I thought so. You know, he'll say. All right, let's listen in.
Will you commit to a debate with former President Trump? It depends on his behavior.
Okay, stop right there. So the question was, Mr. President, will you commit to a debate with President Trump? Well, it depends on his behavior. And this goes to exactly what I've been talking about ever since the State of the Union. And that is what they are doing now is their whole thing is going to be contempt. It is going to be Trump is somehow childlike. People that vote for him are also childlike in that sense, and they must be treated as such. So I, the president, you know, the great Joe Biden, I will decide if the behavior, you know, is acceptable. But guess what? Do you think there's any, well, first of all, it's a completely ridiculous premise to begin with, but there literally is nothing, even if you took it at face value, depends on his behavior, okay? There is no scenario where Joe Biden and Joe Biden's handlers and the people in the basement of the White House will say, okay, let's go out and debate this guy. Even if they were behind, right? Even if in as many polls they are behind. By the way, where are the five polls? Where are the five polls? Somebody send me a direct message. Show me the five polls that Joe Biden said the other day. Say, I'm winning. Five in a row, right? Then where are these five polls? And, I mean, shouldn't the president have been able to say, or said, can some White House staffer, you know, come out and have a list? Well, here's the list. The president said he's winning. Five polls, five in a row. But I'm winning, right? But I still have yet to find out which those polls are. But even if they were behind, there's no scenario by which they're going to go out and debate Donald Trump. Because for obvious reasons, they can't put Joe Biden up there on the debate stage for that long. Yes, they could soup him up on whatever it was that he had. We had a great article yesterday on the program about a psychiatrist based in Beverly Hills, California, of all places, that said, yeah, this looks like he would be on either Adderall or some other amphetamine. That was their opinion, obviously, and, you know, for legal purposes here, they did not examine the president. They are simply making an observation. That's exactly, but they have a basis to make an informed observation, I'm sure. But you don't have to be a psychiatrist, right? You don't have to be a Beverly Hills psychiatrist in order to realize and watch that State of the Union and say to yourself, something's going on with that. He's not, that's not normal. That's not okay. That's if grandfather was screaming like this, you would be very concerned about that. And so, but at any rate, that's a whole nother story. And we talked about that a lot right after the State of the Union, of course. But so there was that first question. Will you debate Donald Trump? Depends on his behavior. Okay, so there's a little bit of that in there. Okay, let's continue.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
Well, I don't regret it. Technically not supposed to be here.
Okay, stay right there. Stop right there. Well, folks, the President of the United States just said, technically, he's not supposed to be here. Okay? There were no note cards being used for this interaction with the press. I'd just like to point that out. No note cards whatsoever were being used there. And so the answer is, well, technically, he's not supposed to be here. That's alarming, isn't it? Technically, he's not supposed to be here. Technically, he's not supposed to be here. No, there's no technical about it, right? It's an obvious yes or no question. It's either plus or minus. I mean, it is either one or the other, right? This is a totally binary scenario, right? It's a one or it's a zero. It's on or off. It's yes or no. That's it. Technically. 2 + 2 technically equals 4. All right? You would never say stuff like that because it would sound redonkulous. Right? It would just be terrible. All right. So there he has that question. I think do we have time to get the next question in? Let's listen in.
Why does Mr. Netanyahu need a come-to-Jesus meeting? What are you hoping to achieve?
I didn't say that in the speech.
After the speech?
After the speech?
You guys eavesdropping on things.
But does that show your level of frustration with him on humanitarian aid? Does he need to be doing more?
Yes, he does.
Is he giving a bridge for rebuttal, sir?
I just saw a little bit on television.
You
said that she's a very talented woman. I didn't quite understand the connection she was making.
Okay, so they're asking about the rebuttal.
Would you support banning TikTok? Would you sign that bill?
If they pass it, I'll sign it.
Mr. President, who is going to provide security for the ports you're planning to build to offer aid to Gaza?
Israelis.
Okay, so you heard that part. Who's going to provide security when they go over and build the port or essentially construct that floating pier? Says the Israelis. Okay, folks, this is a scenario that we're going to not want to get into because only one false move, and it means we are involved in this thing. Like you wouldn't believe. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this Tuesday edition. Got a great song lined up. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we are literally racing through it, as always, folks. And again, for some odd reason, time on this program just flies by. If you did anything else, if it was a four-hour plane flight, it would take forever, and you'd wonder, are we there yet? Every morning on this program, which is a four-hour program, we always get to the end and we say, wow, that was fast. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like I said, I cannot scientifically explain it, but I just accept it. And so whatever you're doing this morning, wherever you are, wherever you're going, whatever your job is, whatever you're doing across the wee hours of the morning in America, we're glad that you're there with us. We're glad to be there with you. And we are making this program for you. You are just mean the world to me. I appreciate all of the great messages, the great calls that we get, the great encouragement, all those things. And it really, really does mean the world. And as I said before, I love to say it again. It's the best job in the world. I have you to thank for that. And so once again, thank you to all of you listening in and being there throughout the wee hours of the morning. Well, you know, at this point in the program, we love to play a song, keep you going through the morning, kind of get you going, help pass the time. There you go. That's one of our secrets. That's one of the secret ingredients here. But we got a little bit of a sad news earlier today. This has to do with a musician, a singer, songwriter, Eric Carmen, passed away at the age of 74. This from the New York Post. Eric Carmen, who found fame as the Raspberries frontman, that was back in the early 70s, and, of course, had a solo successful solo career, died over the weekend at age 74, his wife announced on Monday. It says it's with tremendous sadness that we share the heartbreaking news of the passing of Eric Carmen, Amy Carmen wrote. We don't know any cause of death. It seems that this was very sudden. Doesn't seem that it was expected at all. And, of course, Eric Carmen had a number of hits, of course. One of the most, one of the biggest hits he ever had was a song called All By Myself. But in 1987, he really hit a big hit. Got featured in the movie Dirty Dancing, and it's a song called Hungry Eyes. And so this morning I thought, in memory of Eric Carmen, who had, again, just a great musician, a very talented a songwriter in his own right, let's listen to a little bit of Hungry Eyes. And again, Eric Carmen passed away at the age of 74, but left a very, very substantial musical legacy here. So let's check it out. Hungry Eyes, Eric Carmen. Carmen, Hungry Eyes, back from about 1987, I believe. And again, we lost Eric Carmen, and again, we don't know exactly what the cause of death is at this point. It's just all announced very, very recently here. But we wanted to just pay a little tribute, bring out that song. I hadn't heard that song for a while, but definitely it all comes back to you as soon as the first notes start up. Just real briefly, we'll take a look at the weather here in just a moment, the national weather. But Eric Carmen also, in addition to Hungry Eyes, he had that song All By Myself. And what was really special to me about that was the fact that he incorporated a Rachmaninoff, the second movement of a Rachmaninoff piano concerto, right? From way, way, way back. and of course you could do that. And that's sort of where you get, and in fact, if you hear that same thing, you'll hear it and you'll say, okay, that's exactly All by Myself. But he incorporated, the various themes of that. But what that, why that was important to me, because as a musician, I realized, you could put together stuff like that into popular music. And he did it very seamlessly, and it became very, very unique. So in so many different ways that we've seen orchestral music, orchestral elements be put into rock and things like that. If you listen to Live and Let Die, I mean, that's George Martin with the score on that. And just, you know, these kinds of things can be very, very powerful. And Eric Carmen was able to use something like that that was very subtle, but created a lot of power in that song. It wasn't bombastic, but it was definitely there. All right, so once again, our deep condolences to Eric Carmen and Eric Carmen's family and his friends. Okay, so folks, let's take a quick look here. This is from the National Weather Service. Unsettled weather is expected from the Pacific Northwest and Northern California into the Central Rockies, with lower elevation rain and higher elevation snow through midweek. An increased risk of wildfires will shift southward from the Central Plains today into the Southern High Plains for Tuesday and Wednesday. And anomalously warm temperatures to expand eastward from the upper Midwest into the Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast through Wednesday. So we want you to be careful out there, everybody. We want you to get there in one piece and pay attention, of course, to your local weather. But obviously, here we are. I mean, and by the way, how are you doing with the time change out there? You know, we had our first program of the week yesterday morning after the time change. Things going pretty good. My informal impromptu survey of people that I run into throughout the day, mostly everybody was doing fine. You know, sometimes they're still kind of a little bit dragging because here's the thing. They were waking up. And of course, it's still kind of dark because of the time change. But overall, I think everybody should be doing okay. But the good part of that is that we get a little bit more daylight, obviously, on the tail end of the day. So if you want to be able to do things outside, or go for a walk, do stuff like that, you're still going to be able to do that a little bit more easily. And that means, folks, of course, you know, springtime is here, is coming, and we're going to be having a good rest of the year as we move through these next few months. All right, folks, stay right there because we are coming right back. We're climbing up to the top of the hour right now. You're going to hear your top of the hour news, and you'll be updated on everything. Then we'll come back right here, and we'll talk about everything. It's what we do. Well, we're glad you're there. 949-822-7959, that's the number. Hour number one, officially, in the books.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.